From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The head of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee says the Secret Service could be in need of a shakeup. California Republican Daryl Issa told CBS Face the Nation that reports out of Cartagena, Colombia, of agent misconduct involving prostitutes fit into a larger picture.
We've heard about these wheel-up parties when the president leaves. Well, this was a pre-wheel-down.
ICE's committee will investigate. Several Secret Service agents are on administrative leave. Also at the Summit of the Americas this weekend, left-leaning nations took angry swipes at the United States for objecting to the inclusion of Cuba. Tornadoes have left 5 people dead and at least 29 injured in Oklahoma as a band of tornadoes continues to move east. Much of the Midwest and plains were slammed by the bad weather. South Sudan says its neighbor is bombing facilities at the disputed oil field in the north that southern troops seized on Tuesday. The U.S. and U.N. have appealed to both sides to stop fighting. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports there's been no immediate comment from Sudan.
The conflict between Sudan and South Sudan has risen sharply this past week, with clashes over oil in their disputed border region. Southern forces captured Higlig oil fields, which officially belong to Sudan. South Sudan says its forces advanced on Higlig because the Sudanese Air Force was bombing towns in the south. Sudan claims it is targeting rebel positions on southern territory. Now, South Sudan's information minister accuses Sudan of bombing the central oil processing facility and tanks at Higlig to rubble. The upsurge in the crisis between the two Sudans is fueling fears they may return to war. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Insurgents in Afghanistan have launched a series of attacks across the country, including heavily guarded parts of Kabul. NPR's Quill Lawrence has more.
According to the U.S. Coast Guard, a powerful wave swept 4 crew members off of the yacht Low Speed Chase near the Farallon Islands, about 30 miles from the San Francisco Bay. The boat ran aground and broke up while attempting to rescue the sailors swept overboard, plunging other crew members into the ocean. Officials say the dead sailor had drowned. Using helicopters, the U.S. Coast Guard and the Air National Guard managed to pull 3 crew members from the water. The Low Speed Chase, based at the San Francisco Yacht Club, was one of about 60 boats signed up for the annual Full Crew Farallon's race. According to the authorities, all of the other participating boats returned safely. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
In Houston, at a memorial dinner commemorating the Titanic, the price of admission was $12,000. Served by Cullen's Restaurant General Manager Ryan Roberts, the last meal served aboard the Titanic. This is NPR News. A boat accident off the coast of San Francisco. More from Bob Hensley.
According to the U.S. Coast Guard, a powerful wave swept 4 crew members off of the yacht Low Speed Chase near the Farallon Islands, about 30 miles from the San Francisco Bay. The boat ran aground and broke up while attempting to rescue the sailors swept overboard, plunging other crew members into the ocean. Officials say the dead sailor had drowned. Using helicopters, the U.S. Coast Guard and the Air National Guard managed to pull 3 crew members from the water. The Low Speed Chase, based at the San Francisco Yacht Club, was one of about 60 boats signed up for the annual Full Crew Farallon's race. According to the authorities, all of the other participating boats returned safely. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
At the box office this weekend, The Hunger Games took the number one spot for the 4th weekend in a row. Lionsgate Studio estimates ticket sales at $21.5 million this weekend, debuting in second place, The Three Stooges, with a take of about $17 million. Horror movie The Cabin in the Woods debuted in third. A slight setback to a tour rehearsal for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. 5 guitars have been stolen from a Southern California soundstage where they work. A $7,500 reward is offered now for the return of those guitars. The stolen instruments include Petty's blonde 1967 12-string Rickenbacker 360, also stolen Petty's 1965 Gibson SGTV Jr. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.